Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
You have voted, I have voted already, and we both live in Dallas, so we've both seen that ballot, that, what, five-page ballot on there with all of the propositions, 20 of them in all.
That's right.
There are three in particular, though, that are hogging all the attention this year. Propositions S, T, and U. Dallas voters are going to have a chance today to vote on those. Those are changes to the city's charter. It would require city council to set aside 50% of excess revenue for public safety, allow citizens to rate the city manager's performance, and allow residents to sue the city if it doesn't comply with the charter. There's a group called Dallas Hero, which is behind the amendments. They're on the ballot today as propositions S, T, and U. Now, these amendments, you may be aware, they've received a lot of pushback from local elected officials, both present and former elected officials. We're going to speak to one of those officials next hour and get that side of the story. First, we're going to hear from Dallas Heroes Executive Director Pete Maracos with us on KRLD. And Pete, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you spending your election day?
We're out here at the polls. We're making sure people get the truth. You know, it's been a challenge dispelling a lot of the lies that the opposition's put out there. You know, these propositions are about the people's will, and making sure that the people see the facts and read the full amendments is very important. And we are sharing details with people about how these amendments work and about how the money is going to be used correctly for public safety and accountability at City Hall. And so we're really excited to get the message out. We've got volunteers at lots of the polling stations. I'm out here with my family at Northway Church. And we've got a lot of folks in South Dallas right now, West Dallas, and in Lakewood. All right. So we're all over the city right now.
All right, so let's talk about S, T, and U. Let's talk about each one, if you can, in a nutshell, each one of those three.
So Proposition S is so that when the city officials are violating the law, it's for enforcement of the law. It's not frivolous lawsuits. It's not for money damages. A citizen can notice the city with 60 days that they need to be in compliance with the law. And if they don't, then that citizen can go to the court and say, enforce the law. Proposition T is to end the excuses for the city manager who has, you know, for years we had a city manager that made more than the president of the United States and then got a severance of a full year's salary of $467,000. This is a city manager who just failed and failed for years. And there's no excuse for that to continue. And so Proposition T requires performance-based metrics based on results. And that's results in crime, results on streets, homelessness, litter, and aggressive panhandling, the top five issues to Dallas residents. And finally, Proposition U is about getting us back to the minimum number of police required by law. That's three officers to every 1,000 citizens. Three officers to every 1,000 citizens. Bottom line is right now we're at 2.2. We are far below New York, San Francisco, Baltimore, Detroit, and we are falling fast. And with the departure of our police chief, we fear that we could be very, very, very far understaffed here very soon.
Let's talk about you. We'll work backwards and just talk about some of the pushback against these. Proposition U, 900 new officers. Critics of this say, how in the world are you going to afford that? Even the outgoing chief, Eddie Garcia, said that's just not realistic.
Well, so he said it wasn't realistic to achieve in 1 year, and we completely agree with him. In fact, we've said that it needs to happen over 3 to 5 years. So first of all, as you read off, it's the beginning. This comes from new revenue only, 50% of new revenue, and Dallas has got $450 million of new revenue. So that 3 to 5 year process is funded purely out of just half of the new revenue. We have not heard any substantive analysis from any of the opposition to say why they think the city can't afford it. And I'll even give you some more detail. Right now, the city spends $10 million more every year in overtime than it would cost to fund all of the salaries every year for these 900 officers. And so the bottom line is right now we just have poor management. Our police officers are not paid. Right now a Dallas police officer is paid $12,000 lower than Plano. Can you believe that? $12,000 lower than Plano. And they only respond to priority one and priority two calls. That's murder, shooting, stabbing, really violent crime. And they're showing up late, too, because they're understaffed. So their response time to some of this stuff is as high as 184 minutes in South Dallas. We just can't have that anymore. This can be fixed. It can be fixed with the money we've got right now. And the bottom line is there's so much waste in the budget. Even all that said, none of what we're talking about touches earmarked budget. The earmarked budget issues, whether you like social issues, if you like counting trees, if you like all these other new projects that they've got going, the bottom line is the opposition is about the money. That's what it is. They want money. They want money for their projects and their friends' projects. That's it. So $450 million, we got to make sure that the very beginning of our budget starts with public safety.
And you talk about S real quickly. I know that past mayors and other city officials have come out against this, saying that this is just going to create a line of lawyers ready to take on the city, and that would cost the city so much in just defending themselves.
So, you know, they've said that, but the problem is they can't really justify it because they've said falsely that people are going to sue every time their trash is picked up late. But if they actually read this half-page amendment, they would see that first you have to have individualized harm, you have to have 60 days notice, it has to be a violation of the statute, and the bottom line is it's designed so that it fends off frivolous lawsuits and lawyers would not be incentivized to do this. What it does do is ensure access to people who can't pay for attorneys. And so attorney's fees can be reimbursed, but that's it. But somebody that's out to file a they're only going to get in trouble because the city's going to be entitled to recoup their attorney's fees as well.
Pete, you feeling confident going into this?
You know, I know that this is mainly going to be decided by the will of the people in early voting. And the bottom line is we, at the beginning of this, before any of the politics was in it, 72% of this was for us. 9% of Dallas was against us. I want to say that again. Particularly in South Dallas, 72% favored these amendments when they just read the language and said, do you want this, yes or no? And when that it was that simple, that it was 72% for, 9% against. But with all of the noise that's out there, a lot of the misinformation that's been put out there by the opposition, it's gotten people scared. It's gotten people nervous. Just read the ballot. Understand it, and I feel confident that Dallas is going to vote. It's conscious that it's going to vote. If it reads the ballot, it pays attention to what it sees. Read the amendments. We will win this.
Pete, thank you so much. We appreciate your time. Pete Morocco at the Dallas Hero Initiative.
You got a better answer that call.
someone's trying to get in touch with him. So this is what's on the line. Now, as he mentioned, there's been a lot of pushback. I don't think it's 72-9 anymore. With all these elected officials coming out against STNU, we're going to hear from that side of this coming up in about an hour.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.